This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, social mediaists everywhere. There's a new word, Kara. I just came up with a new word. Social mediaists and spam lovers everywhere. This may be a discussion of spam. Depends on your point of view. I would like to think that we have important things to discuss. It's about 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. The program you're listening to is Good Day. The hour of conversation focused on maybe 4 or 5 chowder spots that we have. By the way, we're heard around the country on a lot of great radio stations like KSCB, which is the talk radio station at 1270 in Liberal, Kansas. Hello. President Obama says everything's going to be okay. I don't know why many of you don't think that that's the case. Many of you do think it's the case, but then there's still lots of you who want to protest tomorrow at the inauguration, protest over the weekend. You want to protest in Washington, you want to protest in New York, you want to protest, you want to head down the road and protest wherever you can protest. I'm all for protesting. I'm a big protester. I believe in protesting, but I think when you protest, you got to have something to protest. I don't think we got anything to protest yet. And let's hope for all of us that Donald Trump will do a good job, to a great job, to the best job, because Obama also said, there are a lot more good people than bad people in this country. There is a core decency in this country. He admitted that democracy is messy, and he should know because he made a lot of messes over the last 8 years. And I don't mean that to take a shot at him. It's just, if you look at the promises that he made that were not kept, they are legion. If you look at the promises George Bush kept, promises that he made that he kept, there are plenty of holes in his promises, because we're a funny lot as human beings. We respond because we think, as much as many of you don't like Donald Trump and you're reacting to things that he may have said, the bottom line here is that there is a lot of imperfection. Obama said, I believe in this country. I believe in the American people. He was asked by a reporter how his daughters reacted to Donald Trump winning the election. He began the press conference with praise for former President George Bush and his wife Barbara. As you know, George Bush, the father, is in tough shape. He said that he would not be joining some of the Democrats who are boycotting the inauguration. Of course he's not going to join them. He's going to, I think yesterday I was talking to Kara about a picture that I saw of Jimmy Carter riding in the limousine with Ronald Reagan on the day he was inaugurated, and the two of them just sort of sitting there with these looks on their faces. It happens. Some of them don't get along. After a while, they get along. Some of them do, some of them don't. There were pictures of Jimmy Carter. Well, Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton didn't get along for the longest time, but it looks like they're sort of now getting along. That picture that I'm talking about was at the opening of the George Bush Library in Texas, and there was a picture, obviously, George Bush was there, and Obama standing next to him with his hand around him, and then there's Bill Clinton, and Bill Clinton's got his arm around Jimmy Carter. That was a nice, warm picture of four people who represent almost 10% of this club called the Presidents of the United States. So, anyway, there are some of the things that Obama has done since the election that there's pushback from the Trump team. And one of them was moving reporters out of the White House. The reporters, of course, are so important, and they think of themselves as being so important. And how in the world could they be moved? How could they be so disrespected as to be moved by the incoming president? That's our Trump. I'm thinking about that old jingle that we used to play. I don't even know where that came from. He's the president in resident. That's our Bush. So I've just changed the words. He's the president in resident. That's our Trump. And he is yours, whether you like. People say, he's not my president. Of course he's your president. If you claim to be a citizen of the United States, he's your president. Like it or not, he's your president. He's my president. He's our president. And if any of you who think that you need to do as much as you can to denigrate Trump or to try to ruin his presidency, all you're doing is kicking yourself in the butt. That's all you're doing. And I don't mean this to be a lecture, but I just think it's foolish. And I've said this 100 times, so I probably shouldn't keep saying it. Anyway, the Obama response to that was, having you in this building has made the place work better, keeps us honest, makes us work harder. So obviously he doesn't. I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff that he'll talk about. And I think he'll be there at the ready whenever anybody wants him to talk about this stuff. Unlike former presidents, like George Bush never said anything about it, anything that Obama did, anything. He said he didn't expect an enormous overlap with Trump. He said there would be a lot of rolling back, likely. But I believe we need to have a smooth transfer of power, so he said. And then he was asked by a reporter what advice he's given to the president-elect. Elect. Said he told Trump, quote, this is a job of such magnitude you can't do it by yourself. And advised him to rely on his team. I've said that since George Bush the father was in office, there ought to be two presidents, an administrative president and a PR president. The person who goes around glad-handing and representing America to the world. And maybe that's the form the vice presidency takes. But still, people want, they want to shake hands. They want to do business with the real guy, the guy at the top. So how do we do that? That's a very difficult. This is almost an impossible task. It really, look at these people when they go into office and then when they come out of office, what they look like. Look at Obama. He looks like a worn out guy. George Bush looked the same. He looks pretty good now. He looks much better now. Obama said he would speak out. You figure that's going to happen. He said he doesn't think that Trump will be able to roll back the gains that the LGBTQ community has made during its 8 years. With support from him. And I frankly don't think he wants to. I don't see that as a Trump thing. Trump's pretty much a moderate Democrat, if you look at his history. As much as that makes some of you who are right-wing Republicans roll around, it is what his background is. But yet, if you look at the people who are coming into office to try to be the first ones in his administration to do things, then you think, well, that's a little to a lot right of center. Some of that is Pence's influence, to be sure. But think back on the Obama years and how many times he's replaced various people in various positions. It hasn't been a swinging door or a revolving door, but there have been a lot of changes in a lot of departments. And you could say that. I don't know that is true for Bush, as I remember. And I don't really remember that much about it. See, we don't remember much about the nitty-gritty. And I'm not sure that most of us care about the nitty-gritty, to be really right up front. Who was it that said, I'm trying to remember, was it Newt Gingrich who said the American people don't give a crap about a lot of this stuff? I read a story, an overview of some of the things that have been reviewed and been so important to the news media that the American people just didn't care about. And I'm not saying that that's good, frankly. I think Americans need to care much more about a lot of things that are going on. And if, in fact, that were the case, and there were pushbacks, some of the things that have been adopted in the last 8 years, maybe in the last 16 years, because they've certainly been full of turmoil, would not have been done. At any rate, I think that Obama answered a lot of questions, and he was pretty upfront about stuff, pretty constructive advice, and so there it is. He's done. Time to move on. Tomorrow, the inauguration. The time I spend usually starting this hour is a reflection on some of the important things that are a part of what I really don't want to talk about later on in the day. This is the Wake Up, Rise and Shine call to action, or call to calm. Maybe that's what I'm suggesting, there be a call to calm. After all, again, underscoring the common sense approach to the new administration, the same as the approach was to Obama and to George Bush and to anybody else. Anyone with any common sense at all, an ounce of common sense, is going to think, okay, wish this guy well. Let's hope he does a good job, and let's see what happens. The point I was trying to make a second ago about the revolving door with the Obama administration, somewhat, there will be a revolving door, I believe, with these people. Trump has no patience, for he's a Gemini. And Geminis don't have much patience. They change their thinking and they change what they do on a whim oftentimes. And Trump certainly has shown his ability to do that in terms of how he's dealt with a lot of the people that were negative toward him as the campaign ensued. So I'm going to expect that if these people don't perform in the first 3 or 4 months, out they go and somebody new comes in. Because, in fact, I don't think a lot of thought has gone into some of the people that have been put up for some of these jobs. So let's try him, and that's his way, so let him have his way for a while and see what happens. That's my philosophy. That's my thinking. Thursday, January the 19th at 18 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Only at Plated.com can you choose from delicious weekly recipes, plus dessert. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Fun step-by-step recipes will have the whole family chopping and stirring. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Plated nights will definitely be your greatest nights. For terms and details, go to Plated.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Useful radio, that's what we can call this. Safe haven for your ears and your mind. 23 and change after the hour. Music in this portion of every hour. Focus on music news. Here's the story that for those of us who think Mariah Carey may have passed her prime a little bit, this may reinforce the other side of that issue. Some guy in Russia who's got a lot of dough has spent $4 million to have Mariah Carey and Elton John perform at his granddaughter's London wedding. And so they have been paid. I mean, they do all of this stuff. This was last weekend, 9-hour wedding. The two of them performed at the Landmark Hotel in London. The youngster's name is Irene Cogan. She married Daniel Keevy. But they're teenagers, I think, aren't they?
They're 19.
Old is 19. What in the name of hell? You're nuts.
Yeah, maybe you should have waited for their 10-year anniversary to drop all this money on, on Mariah and Elton John. Yeah. You know Elton John
sure
was sitting
works.
There.
Yeah, hey, did she have any, like, mistakes?
Mariah?
I think she only sang one song. Elton John did 12.
Did he?
Yeah. So, yeah. Mariah just sang We Belong Together, and then Elton did 12 songs. So obviously Elton got a lot more money than Mariah.
Valerie Cogan is the billionaire, worth a couple of billion bucks, one of the wealthiest men. He owns the airport in Moscow and has been, he built the airport, he's built some other airports. I remember landing at the Moscow airport a number of years ago. I don't know whether this guy owned it then or not, but when you go down the runway, either in Kiev, any of those Russian cities, St. Petersburg, it's like going down a bumpy road, a bad dirt road. The planes bumper banging. They probably have fixed it up somewhat. So, I'd like to get a couple of million bucks for working for 9 hours. I think that's a pretty nice deal. It's nice work if you can get it.
Right. Well, then they also added Mark Ronson to DJ after dinner. So after the performances, they added Mark Ronson in, who's super hot right now. So that's another probably $1 million for him. It's an expensive entertainment lineup.
All right, so that's that story. Let's move on, 26 past the hour, into the Lady Gaga camp. The lady wants to sing on the roof
of the Super Bowl. Remember, she was appointed or anointed as entertainment this year. Gaga says that she wants to be on the roof. And so the tech people, the lawyers too, are trying to figure out how to do this. She's come up with sort of an elaborate plan, kind of dangerous from what I can see,
to sing sounds like it.
From the top of the stadium dome in Houston as part of her spectacular halftime show on the Super Bowl is 5th of February. And right after that, the new version of 24 comes out. Don't forget that. So her team is even worried about it. Could they have the same technical issues as Mariah had in New York? Or is it just dangerous to be up on top of the roof?
I think both. Both is probably pretty scary.
Yep. Now, so who would say the NFL say okay to that? The owners of the stadium? Who's in charge of the insurance?
I think probably. Well, that's one of the things the insurance underwriters are trying to figure out, how to write this policy. I read something yesterday. None of them even know where to begin.
So the stadium has a state-of-the-art roof. It's retractable, made out of strong fabric, and it opens up completely in 7 minutes. So what she says she's hoping to do is perform as they're opening up the roof, apparently. And if they can pull it off, it would be kind of cool, but maybe there's a safer option. Where do they... It wouldn't have the same impact, though, if it was taped before, right? Because
right.
If you're in the stadium, you're looking up at it, that's where all the excitement's going to be.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I think she's got lots of courage, frankly. She's a very interesting character. This doesn't surprise you or me or anybody else that they're thinking about doing that. 28 past the hour here on DJV. Needs you.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0367. 65. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay and deductible supply, promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Conversation. I'm Doug Steffen of the Good Day crew with Kara Schillen, saying hi to the people listening down in Shreveport and all over Louisiana this morning. How do you do? How do you do? Fort Collins. Yep. I was there in your neck of the woods yesterday. The mountains are beautiful, aren't they? It's just magnificent. Modesto, California. How do you do? Oxnard in that area. And then all around Connecticut and the Bridgeport area, Palm Springs, man, do I miss being on there. But people are checking in because they listen still on the various ways you can get these podcasts and the live feed at DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, GCN, CRN, all those places. So take advantage of what's there. Those of you who are in the sort of news talk radio world, I'm thinking about what's going on in Washington. Right now, this very minute, a conference room, well catered, no doubt, on the 25th floor at Trump Tower. President-elect speechwriters assembling his inaugural address for tomorrow.
So if you had a chair at the table, what would you want, what would you like to hear Donald Trump tell America and the world after he takes the oath of office? 888-302-3684. Or you can pass it along at DJ V Show if you want Twitter, Doug at DougStefan.com. What would you like to hear Donald Trump tell America as he takes the oath of office, entering the White House, as he entered the race for the presidency, kind of defiant, kind of unfiltered, kind of unbound by tradition, pretty confident to very confident to utterly confident that he's on the right course? And so far, he's proven everybody who had any naysaying about him wrong. The surprise election results to some, others not so surprised, bring Trump into the 45th presidency. Those who are in the news media say he's violated decades of established diplomatic protocol. He sent shockwaves through business boardrooms. He's tested long-standing ethics rules. He's combative. He's his own person. And so, whether he is somebody who makes you come, is that one of the jobs that the president is supposed to undertake, to make the country feel good? Yeah, I think so. To feel, well, does he present the right role of the caretaker? Imagine the weight. I think I remember saying this when Obama was sworn in and Clinton and any of the rest of them. It's a tremendous job. You choose to run. You choose to want to take that role. You choose to do it for whatever the reasons, whether it's ego. Trump hasn't got much to gain in terms of money, because how much more money does he or his family need? Although there are those who say, well, he'll make decisions in the presidency that will affect his family and his net worth and his businesses and all that other stuff. But I'm guessing the office will change him. He may change the office. I think some of that, I think both of those things are going to happen. So what do you think? Let's just give it a shot, shall we? I just think it's worth that. I'm saying, every time I say I'm not going to say that again, I come up with a different way of looking at it, maybe. Speaking of presidents, George H.W. Bush is in the hospital. His wife, Barbara, is also in the hospital today as a so-called precaution. According to the statement from the offices of the Bush family late yesterday, this was a tweet by Jim McGrath. Let's see here. Barbara was admitted to the Houston Methodist Hospital Wednesday morning. She experienced fatigue and coughing. The former president's stable, resting comfortably there. He's in the intensive care unit under observation. It was stated that he underwent a procedure to address an acute respiratory problem. Pneumonia is a problem for people when they get into these positions. Pneumonia is more often than not what does you in. So let's hold a good thought for him.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's why they took her in, too, just because she was coughing. And, you know, pneumonia can be so dangerous if you don't catch it. So they probably just want to treat it before it becomes anything.
Yeah. He sent a letter. Most people don't know this. I don't know that I even know it, whether you did care or not. There was a lot of consternation about who's going to show up and whether past presidents would boycott. And when all of them fell into line and Daddy Bush didn't, he doesn't like Trump. But he sent a letter to Trump apologizing for not being able to attend the inauguration. Doctor's orders, you can't travel. So that pretty much puts to rest more fake news and baloney from the news media.
And I think that's very respectful. And, you know, he should do that because, you know, as a president, he was there and other people came to his inauguration. And so, you know, once you're a president, I don't think it matters. That's what you should do. That's part of your job description.
And you wish him well. So it'll be interesting to see the body language of those that were on up there as President Trump is sworn into office. How does that feel to say, Kara? President Trump.
Do you want my honest answer?
Of course. I wouldn't ask you for a...
Not great, but I mean, it is what it is. And so, you know, I'll be saying it for the next 4 years.
Yes, you will. Okay, so here's what else is going on here in sound. Edward Snowden has been given another extension. I still, every time this comes up, people say, oh, that couldn't be possible. I think Snowden's behind whatever's going on, if there is anything to be proven, and maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I think what you need to know about that is the facts regarding Snowden are that he's going to stay in Russia at least now until 2020. He was given 3 years last year, which would have brought him to 2018. Now there's another extension. The announcement was made by a social media. Hello, hello. Let's listen to this.
Russia has extended Edward Snowden's temporary right to stay in the country. A spokesperson for Russia's foreign ministry said in a Facebook post, Snowden will be allowed to remain in Russia for a couple more years. She later confirmed to several media outlets that the extension will last until 2020. Snowden, a former National Security Agency contractor, fled the U.S. in 2013 after leaking information about U.S. intelligence and surveillance operations. Russia granted him asylum soon after and then gave him a three-year extension on his stay in 2014. Snowden and more than 1 million of his supporters have been petitioning President Barack Obama to pardon Snowden before he leaves office. But the White House says Snowden hasn't submitted an official request for clemency. He has been accused of espionage and theft of government property. Russia's announcement comes just one day after Obama commuted the prison sentence of former Army soldier Chelsea Manning. Snowden thanked the president on Twitter for making that decision.
Uh-huh. So anyway, the funniest thing about this is that these people who say, well, Russia maybe gives Snowden to Trump as an election present, but then when you find out he's been given an extension, it doesn't look like he's going anywhere. So that's that. That's fine with me one way or another. I think it's all a game of chess, frankly, and political posturing. In a moment, the story from the Secret Service that has nothing to do with Donald Trump. That's up next here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super Beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
The Craftsman C3 19.2 volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
All right, it's now 46 past the hour on Thursday, the 19th of January. The Secret Service in the news and conversation today, settling a discrimination suit that stems from the inauguration in 2000, group of black agents who claimed that they were not promoted properly. This was the run-up to George Bush getting into the presidency, but has nothing really to do with him. Here is the story, so you can figure out what it has to do, you know, how we connect the dots, I guess, is what's important.
It looks like a decades-long lawsuit accusing the Secret Service of systematic race discrimination is finally coming to an end. The Washington Post reports the Secret Service has agreed to pay $24 million to settle the federal suit. It was filed in 2000 by a group of black agents who claimed their superiors fostered a racist work environment and ignored their complaints. According to court documents, the agents accused the Secret Service of routinely promoting white agents over more qualified black candidates, among other discriminatory practices. Over time, more than 100 agents joined in on the lawsuit.
So here we have an agency working on our behalf. The Secret Service, something that is what you think is pristine, above reproach, all of that stuff, and yet they're guilty of the same kind of crap that the movie that's around now that everybody, well, not everybody, but lots of people are talking about, Hidden Figures, about the 3 black women who really were important to figuring out how to get men into space. They've been completely, up until now, discredited or ignored in history. And you see through the movie provides us with more of the this phony, artificial, yet real, in a manner of speaking. This, when I say phony and artificial, people who come up with reasons not to like people, other people, for the color of their skin. And clearly there are black people who don't like white people because of the color of their skin. It goes both ways. But in this circumstance, how many more times are we as citizens going to have to pay the result of these suits? It cost us as taxpayers millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars. The Secret Service has turned a corner, though, so they say. They have agreed to change their promotional procedures, which basically admits to the fact that they have been doing things in a way that is disgusting and discrediting. It's just, what, why do you continue to want to show favoritism or disfavoritism based on the color of one's skin? Man, that's like sexualist. That's the same stuff. All right, here's another item of interest, and I think this is kind of, this is actually cool. Girl Scouts taking part in the inaugural parade tomorrow. I don't think that's surprising. I believe the Girl Scouts pride themselves on being nonpartisan, teaching youngsters the value of democracy and civic engagement. But yet many people in the news media wondered whether the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts or these sort of organizations would participate because of President-elect Trump's history of bragging about groping women.
Do they normally participate? I haven't paid that much attention, I guess, to that.
Yeah, they're always there.
Because I always think, you know, regardless of who is being elected, wouldn't it be so cool as a kid to get to be part of the inauguration?
Of course. Yes. Great. What a great experience. You're right. Let's hear it. Remember that was that song, Let's Hear It for the Boys? Let's hear it for the girls. Let's hear it for the Girl Scouts. All right? Yeah, good for them. Good for everybody who's going to be there to participate. All right, it's 10 for the hour here.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines.
and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Past the hour now, it's that time each week for our visit from Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend on hundreds, and matter of fact, I think he got 40 more stations this week than he had last week on his weekend radio program, heard around the country. He also does one in Los Angeles. I'm tooling around L.A. last Saturday. Warren and I spent more time together last week than we spent together for quite a long time. And one of the benefits of...
And he came back to the show.
Yeah, I know, he came back. Yes, right. I was listening to your Carol A. program driving around and some of the calls and the problems that people have and what they expect you to know. And what you do know from 30-plus years of experience training dogs, understand the psychology of dogs, writing books about dogs, it's really pretty amazing how quickly, how facile you are when people ask you questions. And some of the questions are just like off-the-wall stuff. And you go right there, man, to the answers. So it's a good show to find if you can't find it any other way. You must have, if we go to TuneIn Radio and put your name in, we can find that show, whether it's live or not, never mind the radio stations.
You can listen live on the website, too, if you can't find it anywhere. You know, it's interesting about calls. Some of the calls I get are really amazing. Let me give you an example, okay? I get a call from a listener who has a cat, and whenever the man leaves the house, the cat pees on his pillow.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that.
And my job is to try to convince the guy that it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And however, so I explained to him that when a cat pees on your pillow, the strongest scent of a human being is on their pillow. That's where they sleep at night, their head, the smells of their head, whatever. So when the cat is peeing on the pillow, what's actually taking place here, remember Hansel and Gretel, where they left breadcrumbs to find their way home? Mm-hmm. Well, when your cat pees on your pillow, that's your strongest scent. He's doing it as leaving his mark. So in fact, when you're not there, you can find your way home. So we yell at them, we get angry at them, but in reality, what they're doing is doing something in their head or their way of thinking is really a positive thing. So sometimes that's where the confusion really comes into play. Got to look at it
in a moment. And that's a very interesting. Yeah, that was a great call. So anyway, the pet show is on. Find it on the web if you can't find any place else. So there's a list of stations that are there as well. Lots of great information, tips on how to handle the needs, whether they're physical or psychological, of your cat, your pal, your dog. We'll have some myths about mixed breeds to discuss in a moment here as we continue.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 56 after the hour here. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Check it out at petshow.com. Also check out Hugs and Kisses, which is Warren's brand of vitamins and minerals specifically for cats. And then there's another blend for dogs. And it is superb. Millie gets them every day. Good stuff for every dog, no matter where he or she is in the age bracket or where they live. All right, so we're going to assume our Mythbuster position here. A lot of people wonder about mixed breeds and whether they're healthier than the regular breeds and why there aren't dog shows for mixed breeds. What's the story?
Well, first of all, I tend to not call them mixed breeds or mutts anymore. I call them generic dogs. It's, 2016, 2017. So here's the biggest myth. Are mixed breed dogs in reality healthier than purebred dogs? We hear that all the time. And there is some truth to that. There's something called hybrid vigor. That's a term, hybrid vigor, which means when two dogs, let's say two mixed breed dogs breed together, very often what happens is the negative genes that cause problems with purebreds are kind of thrown out. So in reality, mixed breed dogs do get sick and do have problems, but generally they can be healthier than purebred dogs. And another thing that a lot of people think about, they'll call me up and say, Warren, you know what? I love mixed breed dogs, but I really want to know exactly what the dog's going to be, so I'm looking for a purebred dog. Can you find a purebred dog at a shelter? And I explain to people that even though the majority of dogs at shelters are generic or mixed breed dogs, 25% of every dog shelter in the country, 25% of dogs are in fact purebred dogs. So if you're looking for a shepherd, a schnauzer, a bulldog, you'll find them there. Also, and we were talking about this off the air, can mixed breed dogs compete in shows? Obviously, they can't compete in shows for looks because there's no specific look for a specific generic dog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.